I'm Paul Harris, proud to have you along every afternoon from 2 until 6 here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, News Talk 1120 KMOX, and worldwide with our streaming audio via KMOX.com. Tomorrow will mark 2 weeks since the encounter with Brett Darrow and St. George Police Sergeant Jim Kenline. Brett had a video camera rolling in his car that night, and the video that he captured ended up online and got an enormous amount of viewings and hearings as well. We've had Brett on the show a couple of times over the past couple of weeks and been following the fallout from that story with a lot of email and comments and lots of discussion and arguing going on by many of our listeners when it comes to Brett and whether he was beating the officer that night and whether the officer acted correctly when he blew his top about 30 seconds into that traffic stop. There are a couple of new developments in Brett's story, and so I've invited him back on here this afternoon to talk about them on KMOX. Hi, Brett. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good.
Last Wednesday when I had you on, you were talking about your case, and a listener called in and brought up a previous case you'd been involved in with another officer. Refresh my listeners' memories on that, and then tell me where that case stands.
Well, basically, I got a traffic ticket for a U-turn from the same officer who had arrested me back in 05 when I had an incident with the off-duty officer who assaulted me.
And that was where? What jurisdiction are we talking about here?
That's the city of St. Louis.
Okay.
And so anyway, I got the traffic ticket. I went and I pled not guilty. I tried to have a trial last month. It was all set up. I had my witness there. And the officer just didn't show up. So it was rescheduled for again. Now it was rescheduled to the 19th of this month.
That was yesterday.
Right.
So what happened?
Well, I went again, hoping to have a trial. I had everything all set up, my witness and everything, ready
now,
to go.
When you say you were hoping to have a trial, why do you say that?
I was ready to prove myself, or prove that I was not guilty of the crime. I wanted it to be over with. I wanted to show the judge exactly the video and have my witness talk and to be found not guilty.
So your camera had been rolling on that night as well?
Exactly.
Okay. So you show up yesterday, and you're all ready to make your case, and what happens?
And the officer didn't show up once again. I asked the prosecutor if they'd been subpoenaed. She had been, but she just decided not to show up, I guess, that day.
So what happened?
So my case was finally dropped.
So you get kind of a default judgment in your favor, and now is the record purged?
Well, there's supposedly, it's basically like the case never happened. There's no not guilty or guilty. It's just dropped completely.
Now, do you think that the officer didn't show up because she knew that you had video of that night?
I'm almost 100% sure that's the case because that video was posted on St. Louis Cop Talk, and that's where all the threats of harassment and even the death threats started was when it was posted on there. And they made sure that they were going to tell the officer who stopped me that night, they were going to show her the video. So she knew there was a video, and she knew that we had court yesterday, and she just decided not to show up.
Yeah, you mentioned this Cop Talk website where there have been quite a few things posted about you, as you can imagine, by police officers. Many of them don't think that what Sergeant Kenline did 2 weeks ago with you was correct, but many of them also saying pretty ugly things about you, including one who wrote, "I hope this little POS punk blank tries his little video stunt with me when I pull him over alone, because I will pull him over and I will see his gun and place a hunk of hot lead right where it belongs." There are others who have been talking about you and calling you a liar and saying, you know, take this kid to jail today, tomorrow, the next day, every time you see him out and he commits a traffic violation, tow his car, take him to jail, period. No arguing, no yelling, nothing but the sound of cash leaving his wallet from impound fees and fines. Have you been reading these?
Yes, I have, actually, and it's been kind of scary to think about that these officers who are, you know, supposed to uphold the law would make threats like that to, you know, even the chief said, St. George chief said, I didn't do anything wrong.
Now, speaking of websites, I got another email from a listener today who says that his son is a member of the St. Louis Police Department, and he says that the following message was posted on that Cop Talk website about you. Brett Darrow has been posting malicious, despicable, and racist messages concerning Officer Norvell Brown on copwatch.net. Brett Darrow is a moderator on that site, and his actions are inexcusable. The messages he's been posting are so horrendous, I won't even describe them here. Go to the site yourself, register, do a search for the user Maxima, which is Brett Darrow's username on the forums, and you will be thoroughly disgusted. Brett, are you posing as a character or are you using the username Maxima and posting on this copwatch.net website?
I am, but I've never made any comments like that at all towards any officer, nor Bell Brown.
Have you posted anything about him that could be considered malicious or racist?
No, I haven't.
What is copwatch.net?
It's basically a group that... That watches the, I guess it's a group that tries to hold the police accountable for the things they do.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently joined that group after having a couple incidents like this.
And what is the general level of discussion on that? Having visited bulletin boards a few times in my life, I find that in many, many times it degenerates very, very quickly into nonsense. What's the content of copwatch.net, which I can't look at because I haven't registered to use it, and I'm not really that interested in browsing through hundreds of messages to see what people are saying there. So you give me a sense of what's on there.
It points out different cases that the police are involved with, whether it's an abuse case or abuse of power, and basically it's just a discussion about it. Like, you know, there's a lot of other forums out on the Internet, and it's kind of similar to that.
Are there attacks against police officers on this website similar to the ones by alleged police officers on this other site against you?
There probably is different posts that I don't approve of on there, but I don't have the power to delete those, or I don't know who's posting those, so I can't really comment on that.
Are you a moderator of copwatch.net?
I'm a moderator, but I have no power, basically, to influence what happens or what's said or what can be deleted.
But you're on there a lot.
Right.
Okay. It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with Brett Darrow, the guy who was involved in the incident with Sergeant James Kenline in St. George 2 weeks ago tomorrow. And last Saturday night, Brett tells me, he got a phone call from the chief of police down there, Scott Urig, who called you at 10:30 on a Saturday night, Brett?
That's right.
Seems to be outside of regular working hours. What did the chief want?
He wanted to know what was my VIN number and some other information about my vehicle so that he could contact the manufacturer about maybe my turn signal not working that night.
What does that have to do with what happened with Sergeant Kenline?
I'm not really sure. I guess they're trying to find out something that I did wrong, even though he said I haven't done anything wrong. They're still trying to figure something else out, I guess, because they just don't, you know, there's just no reason for the way he acted that night, and they're just trying to pull anything they can to basically put any type of blame back on me.
Is there any official paperwork that you've seen in the St. George's Police Department about that night?
No, I haven't. I mean, other than I filed the formal complaint, and that's about it.
And have you talked more to your lawyer about what you're going to do from here on out?
Not really. I'm still waiting on, like I said, what's going to happen with the officer. I've been waiting for that now, and hopefully we can find out tomorrow or maybe early next week.
Have you had any encounters with any police officers in the last week, Brett?
No, I have not.
You know, I wrote a column earlier this week because my wife had a very interesting observation. She said, you know, there are lots and lots of retail outlets and restaurants that have things called secret shoppers, where a customer goes into a store, does regular business, maybe asks some very interesting and intriguing questions of the clerk or the waitress or whoever it is that they're dealing with. They don't tell the person that they're there spying on what happens, but afterwards they write up a report on whatever their experience was, and that goes back to corporate, and that helps the bosses kind of evaluate whether people are representing them on the floor of the store or the restaurant in the right way. And my wife said, somebody should look at Brett and say, hey, you know what? Let's bring him into the police department or somebody like Brett and have him be kind of our secret shopper out there. Have him drive around with the camera in his car and not do anything wrong. But if he does get into any encounters with police officers, we will then be able to keep an eye on what happens there and we'll have evidence of what that is. If someone were to approach you from a police department in the bi-state area to do that sort of thing, would you be interested in that, Brett?
Yes, I would definitely be interested in that, and I would be interested in help setting it up, maybe not even just me, but I'm sure a lot of departments, it would increase their credibility to actually go out and say, hey, we test our police officers and we get, you know, and just know exactly what results they get back.
Yeah, I'm not sure that you're exactly the guy, considering how many members of the law enforcement community feel about you right now. I'm not sure that you would be a really secret shopper.
No, that's what I'm saying. Probably not me, but I could maybe help. I guess we could help, you know, put it together and get something done.
All right. Thanks for the update, Brett. Anything else we need to cover today?
I think that's about it.
All right. Thank you. Keep me posted.
All right. Thanks.
Brett Darrow, the guy involved in that incident 2 weeks ago in St. George County. We keep you on top of the story as it continues here on the Paul Harris Show on News Talk 1120 KMOX.